right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
I know everybody thinks I'm gonna say, oh yeah, fuck yeah, but I'm not. Because
you already said it.
No, let me get started, Murray. Yeah.
I know.
Because, I fucked Missy down at St. Peter's Village.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. No, down by the rocks. And it was up on a hill. And
Down by the rocks, up on a hill?
Yeah, yeah. And,
in the woods.
Yeah, and I was eating her out at first. Thanks. And then I was like, hey.
Oh, thanks.
Of course, I can't. You can't just eat somebody out and then let it be. So I was like, all right, now we need to hump. She's like, what if we get caught? I'm like, well, I'll keep looking backwards every 1 minute.
I'm sure you're real alert.
So, but you did not.
I know. No, I was doing it. But I look back after 30 seconds of them walking up. So I turn around and these backpackers, they totally see us. Caught red-handed, white ass hanging out.
Nice
her work. Thongs all hanging out. And her, well. And then they see us. And I'm all sweaty. And they go, holy shit, it's Bam. Yo, dude, can I get a photo? I'm like, dude, I'm all sweaty, man. She's all buttoning up her pants. Remember that?
Can I get a photo?
Yeah, I remember that. I can't get it out of my brain.
Because that was yesterday.
I hope they weren't watching before they approached and, like, taking photos or anything.
Did you get a chance to come?
Yeah, I finished and then turned around.
Good job, good job.
Thanks.
Speaking of which, you still owe me $45.
I ain't paying you.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, why are you whoring me out for bets?
This was 2 weeks ago, and you agreed.
Yeah. I never agreed.
You were supposed to hump Mandy in the pool.
After you humped her.
But you didn't even hump her.
Because you're supposed to hump her first.
That's what this bet's about? So then if I hump Missy in the pool, then you'll hump her.
Yep.
Fine.
In front of everybody.
$45.
He humped me in the pool last week, but I'm not doing it in front of everybody.
Thank you. That's the bet.
It's only 5 pumps.
What about just a couple of us?
It's in a pool. Who cares?
5 pumps isn't like...
That's, you're dressed all sexy, too. What does it matter?
That's the bet.
Stop.
Take it or leave it. Does he win or lose, miss? All right,
if you're going to make me lose, then you're paying out of your pocketbook...
What, $45?
To Novak.
Yes.
See, I got that.
Yep.
Fine.
You would rather give him $45 than the... It's so easy to do.
That's cool.
I don't want to hump in front of other
people. I was planning on doing it anyway.
I don't want to hump in front of other people.
But I was planning on humping right after this radio show.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was.
Nuh-uh.
He was. He's been texting.
All those girls are coming over. We can't go hump. You have to be in charge of the photo shoot that's going on.
And I will be.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say. There's a... 5 naked titties showing up in the pool.
Ten
total because it's 5 chicks and they each have 2 titties.
It's true.
Woo! Woo!
You're an idiot, Murray.
Yeah, Murray.
Murray juice.
Fucking moron.
So we've been doing these photo shoots all day for the Where the F is Santa.
Hey, yeah. Should we tell everybody who's here first? I don't think we tell everybody.
All right, we got Fana, Chad Eigensburg, Murray.
Yes,
Murray juice.
Missy, Jetty Bell. Novak, who's behind there?
Ash. Ashley and Kim.
Is there anybody else on a mic?
No. That's good. What are you doing down there? You got a mic?
Jocasso's here, though.
Let me talk to you, Jocasso. This is my trainer.
I want to talk to him.
He's got not only a 6-pack, he has an 8-pack. And I was like, dude, I know Gina Lynn, and she lives in Reading, and she makes pornos once a week. Why don't you fuck on film? And he goes, okay. So now you know, go need to get your papers, did you?
Papers. I don't know what. Where do you start with that?
Doctor.
Doctor. Your mom's a doctor. Why don't you tell
me? Yeah, my mom will set you up. But the thing is, Jocasso, do you think that you could fuck a hot ass girl you never fucked before and not come in like 5 minutes?
Well, I thought at least at first I get to start with the B job.
Yeah, but that's going to want to make you
come.
Yeah,
you can't finish. Dude, you won't even get paid if you finish on a B job.
Yeah, like you got to go the fucking full mile.
You're going to get stung on a B job.
Well, you know.
I mean, your body's cut out for it, but is your mind and your dick.
What if you go for it more than once, though? You come from the BJ.
Isn't Novak trying to hump Jocasso?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard last time I checked.
But he won't let me.
Well... If you hump him, then Mandy has to hump him too.
Well, how often?
That's fine with me.
I'm okay with that deal.
Can I fuck you first? That's how it's got to be.
Can I fuck you first?
We could do it right now live.
What if Novak's fucking
tell him to get a few
Mandy?
Budweisers.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does fucking mean?
You guys are
I stick my dick in your ass and pump until I come inside you.
You want to do that, Brandon?
Inside of you.
Yeah, do you really? You want to
do that? Yeah, you know how much press that'll cause?
What? None.
If you're gay.
Nobody knows anybody.
No.
Yeah, they listen to the radio show.
Brandon Novak's gay, world news.
Yeah. This just in.
Yeah, and you're not even getting paid.
Fresh on the wire.
I got paid today, faggy. Yeah, I did get paid today, but fuck, I don't know.
How much you get paid today?
How much today?
Can't tell.
Then you're trying to negotiate new deals.
Yeah, I am. I'm a deal maker. That's why they call me the dream seller.
What's the deal that you were trying to make?
Because fucking Warner Brothers hires 10 hot models to get in the hot tub with bathing suits on.
Five, 10 titties.
And they want them topless. And I'm like, okay, well, my girlfriend will get topless for X amount of dollars.
And she has big ass fake ass titties.
And she has bigger and better tits than I guarantee you any girl that shows up.
Prove it.
Well, wait till they get here.
No. I don't think the radio wants to wait.
Oh, the radio
killed. The radio can't see. You
thank
just
you.
Want to see him again.
I know.
I never saw him, I don't believe.
Nah, I don't think he never has.
I
he
think
really
I
never
did
has.
See that.
I saw him.
I might have saw him when I was like real
Missy
drunk.
Missy probably saw him, but
I asked to see him.
I really
did,
don't think.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
How good are they?
They're fantastic.
Thank what about you? Don't you think Missy belongs with small ass titties?
Yeah, she works with small tits.
Yeah, if she had big tits, she wouldn't look right.
She'd look unproportioned.
You look good.
I wouldn't mind having rounder
breasts. Like Ryan Dunn's girlfriend, Angie, she's hot as hell, and she has no tits whatsoever, but she looks good that way. If she had fake-ass tits, it wouldn't look right.
Certain girls, you know, it plays the part.
Well, and speaking of bee stings...
What's so funny about that?
Because... When I got caught humping, we were walking down at St. Peter's Village, and there's this, like, five-year-old kid, like, Mommy, I want a popsicle. And she was like, Brian, you already had a green one 5 minutes ago. Well, I want another one. He's all fat and shit.
Chubby with a red-ass face.
He gets stung by a fucking hornet right on his cheek.
It might have been a yellow jacket, actually.
Yellow jacket hornet, they all suck.
Damn. Therefore, never have a kid, anybody. Because that's what you gotta deal with. A fucking little fat fuck. A little fat fuck running around begging for a popsicle, getting stung by bees and hearing him cry all day. Fuck that.
If I have a kid, I'll just give it to Ape and Phil, and I'll be like, when it starts talking, tell him to come over.
Tell him to come over.
Because I don't want to be friends with some kid that doesn't know how to talk yet.
What are you going to do when he comes over?
No, I'm dead serious.
You love Scarlett.
She talks.
Barely.
He loves Scarlett because he can see her and then leave.
Yeah. That's true. I don't want to hear her being like, at 3 in the morning when I'm like... I already went to the bar. I'm trying to go to bed.
Could you imagine
it's 3 in the ass all morning?
Me?
Shut the fuck up.
Could you imagine Bam shit face trying to take care of a kid?
No, he wouldn't be shit face trying to take care of a kid. I would break his neck.
Ooh. Who wears a dick?
My neck already hurts.
I know. Well, it'll hurt.
Oh,
way
you
more.
Are such a pussy.
You didn't do the kicking.
You kicked me in the head.
You
twice.
Were the kickee. I was the kicker.
I would be the kicker any day over getting kicked in the head full speed.
It hurts way worse.
Says you.
Yeah, for a photo shoot. We just did a photo shoot in July. It's July. What's today's date? 21st. And it's 110 degrees out in Philadelphia. And we decided to do a Christmas photo shoot. Like, here's Warner Brothers calling. Bring! Hello? Yo, what's up, dude? It's Warner Brothers. Yo, man, how's it going? Hey, we had this really stupid-ass idea. Well, what is it? Well, we heard it's the hottest day of the summertime in Philadelphia tomorrow. We want to do a photo shoot for the Christmas thing. Okay, well, maybe we'll shoot everything and then it'll look like we're having sweat and red faces and we're going to put on coats and be completely hot. It probably won't work. Well, let's give it a try anyway.
Well, let's give it a I'll try anyways.
All the flowers no are blooming. Money. It's so bright and sunny. Everyone's sweating their
There's
ass
like
off.
Nice-ass flowers out blooming. I mean, come
that
on.
That doesn't happen in the winter.
I was in the pool 4 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
They
got to
pull
come
it
on.
Together, man.
Well, I hope it works. You could probably Photoshop it and turn it blue or something. I don't know.
Well, I think tomorrow we should do that tattoo of the cum thing.
What is that, anyway?
No, in fact, what are you talking about?
Bam's going to do a sweet-ass tattoo on me.
What do you mean?
A Swedish tattoo?
Well,
with that?
Novak devoted his left arm to me. And so far, it's a pirate saying, swab the deck. And then it's two gay people with rollerblades on, fully padded in a flower patch, fucking. And
missionary
then
style. Missionary style.
Then it was supposed to say Baltimore City faggot, but I was too drunk and I only wrote Raltimore, and I spelled it wrong.
So the next tattoo is going to be him coming on my arm, and then he's just going to take a gun and tattoo the cum into my arm.
That's fucking.
Who's going to do that?
Bam.
He's going to tattoo the.
Did you say tomorrow?
I already did a tattoo already, Raltimore. So I'm a pro.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Bam, we were thinking about it.
Wow, what's up with tomorrow?
That means you're staying tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm here till we go to New York.
Oh, God.
He drove from Baltimore. Of course he has to stay. Plus,
week.
Viking Skull's
I'm going to be good. Remember we made that deal outside. I'm going to keep him under control.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go to New York.
You're not even under control.
I have to work every day this week at 8 a.m. You guys need to shut up at night.
I can do that.
That's when I get cranky. So,
so your girlfriend's showing titties today?
Yeah, for, what? How much is it?
$20.
$180.
You keep upping the price. It was $150.
$150. $150 she is.
$152.50. Take it.
What about beanbag?
What's beanbag? Her pussy?
Oh, what?
She gonna show any beanbag then?
Pussy? Nah, I can't let her show pussy on TV.
Why not?
Because, dude, her dad.
You have morals?
Her family.
Oh, one day Novak woke up and he has morals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, too bad her dad wants to see me hanging from a tree and her mother.
Does he want
to
beat you up?
And her brother wants to
beat
me up.
Let's talk to Mandy. What does your dad think of Novak?
Don't be wrong.
Well, he absolutely loves him.
No, he
doesn't really like him at all. And my dad hangs out with the Hell's Angels all the time, so he's lucky if he makes it through the day. Because I don't know, one of these days you're gonna say the wrong thing. Yeah. And the bikers are going to come.
I got Bill Butler on speed dial. Anybody touch me, they're
Bill
going
Butler,
down.
The Hell's Angels don't give a flying shit about
you think
Bill
so?
Butler.
Let me talk to him.
Yep, Bill Butler will be.
You'll
right
get beat up in
you.
Little Italy just like you have been for the past three times.
Yeah. Wait till I call Bill Butler about this.
Maybe you should call Bill Butler right now.
No, he probably don't have much to say. But trust me, no one's touched me with Bill Butler on my side.
Right. That's
yo,
right.
Chad, let's play this track. Ooh, not that one. What's that? That sounds like a monster.
A man.
But it's not a monster in here, under your shadow.
What are you playing, iPods?
Yeah, Monster in the Machine.
Who is it?
Just play it. It's awesome.
A monster?
Nikki Six turned me on to this when I went to the
Motley
Crue show. No. It's not him in it. He just said that he likes it, and I do, too.
Who is it?
Man in the Machine.
It's not Man in the Murray.
So listen to him, Murray. Man in the Murray.
Man in the Murray. Something you'll never be.
$6 man right here.
Oh, as soon as we get after this song, we're going to talk to Murray.
Yeah, he's good with girls, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Probably jerks out to his grandmother every night.
What do you got?
Whoa.
Ready, bam, series 28 Faction.
Function.
Yeah. Not it. Bam picked the wrong iPod shit. Or is this it?
Do you action, baby.
Hi, guys.
And now back to
Radio Bell.
Oh, yeah, that was Man in the Machine. But yeah, speaking about getting bee stings at St. Peter's Village, speaking of St. Peter's Village, didn't you get... Missy.
What?
You took what? A shit in the woods.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah. Oh,
that's awesome.
I knew I never should have told you that. I was sick. No, I was really sick.
Well, either way, you took a shit in the woods.
Sick, like stomach sick.
I had a
picture
really
Missy
stomach
and her fucking
this
sweet ass
ago.
Ass shit like in the woods.
You took a diarrhea.
No, it wasn't diarrhea, but
you said
I had
you
were
sick.
No, I was sick. Like I had to go, and my and Brianna and I were hiking.
What'd you wipe with?
Nothing.
I waited till I could go to a bathroom.
Ew, that's even more sick.
I know. What was I supposed to do? I didn't want to get like poison ivy on my butt.
A friend of mine got poison ivy in his ass and his dad had to rub cream in it.
Drew Hasty.
It's probably cute poopy.
Tell me about Drew Hasty.
I haven't seen him in such a long time. He's married.
I don't care about if he's married. I want to know about him shitting with fucking poison ivy.
Oh, he was probably, I don't know, 14-ish.
Oh, poopies, peepees.
It was a
cute You're interrupting poopy. My story.
Sorry. Listen, Murray Juice.
Go ahead.
All right, Drew Hasty.
It's over now.
No, it's funny as hell.
He was playing soccer. He was probably 13 or 14 yeah. And working on it.
Yeah, don't worry. Tell the story.
And he had to take a shit. It was in the middle of a game or some shit, or right before the game or something. And he had to go take a shit and he whipped with poison ivy.
Whipped.
It was terrible.
Whipped.
He whipped his ass.
Whipped his ass.
He whipped his ass with poison ivy. Didn't he get poison ivy inside
of
his asshole?
More than once.
And started puffing out?
Yeah, and his dad had to wipe ointment in it.
Ew, see, man. That's why I didn't want ointment. To happen. That's why I just waited. Because
he couldn't see it.
Ew. Did you really have to tell that story?
Yeah. And I'll tell more stories.
Well, I'm not telling you anything else.
Remember when I humped you in the car and Hannah was driving?
Remember that?
I remember when you...
Yeah.
Do you remember the other time, too?
And Hannah was awake because he was driving, but Rab was sleeping because he was in the passenger seat.
Oh, that was the other
time.
That
was so long ago.
Oh, we did it twice?
We humped again when we went on the road trip with Hannah.
To,
okay. If I'm driving to Montreal with fucking Fanny in a Hummer, I'm definitely going to hump you at least twice in the back seat.
Remember when you
That's humped, a long drive.
Remember when you humped Missy in the back of the PT Cruiser coming back from New York and we had Cradle of Filth guy, me and him were sitting in the back and you guys were in the way back of the PT Cruiser.
Who's Danny Filth?
Yeah, me
driving.
And Danny Filth are sitting in the back seat. You and Missy are fucking in the back seat.
What do you
seat
think
and
of it
filling,
all?
We just looked at each other like,
could you tell that we were? Could you hear it?
He
we
kept saying that
quiet.
You were doing it.
Well,
we did.
Because I don't want anybody to turn around and wonder what's going on.
You
I'm
couldn't
saying,
see.
Hey,
you were like,
I'm going to hump because we're coming in from New York City. That's a 2-hour drive. And if I fuck, that's 20 minutes that goes by.
Yeah, but we had that
20
like,
minutes, that's
that
it?
Cover.
Yeah,
thing
no one could
happened.
Even
Sometimes.
See what you were doing. No one could even see.
You know how, like, in the back of a car,
you're
going to
make out
that cover over your trunk, like, so people can't see what's in your car?
Yeah.
That was pulled. Closed over top of us.
Yeah, but
in
you,
what?
In the PT Cruiser.
There is none of that.
Yes, there is.
What are you
oh,
talking
then it
must about?
It must have been the silver car that they had.
There which, was some.
Remember which, the 4Runner?
It was the 4Runner.
Yeah, remember?
But you were totally boxed in, but you still had to scream every 5 minutes, I'm fucking her, I'm fucking her.
Yeah, just so you wouldn't look and shut up.
I couldn't see if I wanted to look.
That was in the beginning of our relationship, before I was able to tell him no. Now I can tell him no all the time.
Did you know that the first time Franz's friend, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Cavanaugh.
Don't say that name.
The first time Cavanaugh ever fucked. What?
Oh, Ape!
Come here.
Ape, I'm sorry.
Ape! Remember in New York?
It was
York?
A Toyota, and it was under the cover in the back of the Toyota 4Runner. And I barely knew about it.
Did
I was
you?
Trying to pretend like I didn't know.
Did you?
Well, I'm going out with her, so of course I'm going to hump her.
Did you know that it was going on at the time or afterwards?
I kind of knew when it was happening. I just looked straight ahead and listened to my Def Leppard and shut up.
And me and Danny from Cradle.
You know what? I knew you were doing
maybe
it.
Maybe the Def Leppard made me want
to
hump.
I knew you were doing it because if you weren't, you would have told me to turn it off. So you kept letting me play it.
So he would have stopped if you gave him pointers.
It.
So she's listening to her son hump Missy, and then me and Danny
no,
and Cradle Filth are in the back seat.
It's I couldn't hear anything.
Like, what a car of hell.
No, I didn't hear anything.
No,
I just saw the cover going up and down. Oh, God. Oh, and the cover is, like, stationary, so it was, like, going, you know, like it was up and down.
Yeah, Chad.
I was just trying to not look.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're married and you're bored, you need to go hump outside and then almost get caught, because then you, then it keeps the relationship alive.
Exhilarating.
Jump in the trunk.
Yeah.
Junk Make sure you have junk in the trunk.
Hey, when was the last time you humped?
Good question.
I'm not bi.
No.
Good question.
No.
Bye. Come on.
Done.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah, the Moxie walked in.
Oh, the Moxie walked in.
Yeah.
Woo.
Fuck that.
When do you think the last time my mom and Salvador fucked?
Well, Taylor, are you
here? Let me. Hey, Taylor.
Take this in your hand and speak into it.
Okay, so I text Taylor. I'm like, yo, man, do you have that ZZ Top guitar? He's like, well, yeah, because you gave it to me. I'm like, oh, shit, I did? Well, I must have been drunk, but that's fine. You can still have it, but Viking Skull really wants it. And then you did all this. What'd you put on it? You fine-tuned it.
Speak into the microphone,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, you're in a band.
Taylor just smoked too much weed.
Taylor doesn't do the interviews. Get the fuck out. Give the mic to Greta, she'll take care of it.
Look at your eyes, you're shot as hell. What are you, been drinking for 5 days?
No, he just looks like a chihuahua all the time.
He walks in.
So what happened with this guitar?
Well, he put all these major effects to it.
It's better or worse.
Are you playing with it live?
I have, yeah.
Good. Well, you should.
Yes, I have.
Because Jess keeps telling me.
Jess is furious.
I don't care.
I'll fucking give it back to you. That's cool.
I don't want it.
He's looking at you like he doesn't want to give it back. But
Jess is really mad that Bam gave his ZZ Top guitar away.
Well, ZZ Top gave it to me at the VH1 Rock
Billy Gibbons.
And I said I'd rather have Taylor have it if he plays live shows with it with the Moxie.
Right.
So, and that's fine with me still.
It's right. An even bigger story.
But then
now.
Jess says, hey, yeah. And he goes, can I use it for the Viking Skull show? I'm like, well, yeah, sure. I think Taylor has it.
It might have been Jess's way of swiping it back, dude.
That's what I think.
I don't think
Viking Skull's got tons of guitars.
But the fact that you already put effects to it makes it yours now.
What do you mean effects?
So now is it officially his, or can Jess still have it back?
They just want to use it for 4 days, man.
So it's officially Taylor's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at.
And that's set on record.
Jess is going to beat you up, dude.
Yeah, good time.
Jess is going to beat his ass.
Chad, can I have a cigarette, dude?
Have your own conversation elsewhere, Murray, you fucking dick.
You $6 faggot.
$6 what?
When's the last time you got pussy, Murray?
Yeah, straight up.
Way too long ago.
I know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Last time you had pussy is when you came out of your mom's, isn't it?
No, he tried to hump the other day.
And what tried, keyword.
That's pretty good. I try every day to hump.
If you get rid of that fucking cold sore in your mouth, maybe you'd
I got punched in the face, and that's a scar.
By a cold sore?
It is, though. It's not. But
where's the black
eye fucked up.
Punched by a cold sore.
All right.
You got punched by AIDS.
No, the black one.
I got punched in the face. Everyone thinks it's a fucking cold sore, so I meet a chick. I'm like, hey, what's up, baby? She's like, get away from
that's
me. I'm like, no, it's a cold sore. No, it's not. I didn't say that.
What?
This guy's a dick.
Boring.
Murray, I think you're nice, and I think you're handsome, and I'll introduce you
handsome?
To my friends.
Murray, what's your MySpace? Give everybody your MySpace.
It's,
you get
Murray, it's MySpace/Murray66.
Murray can't get pussy66.com.
What's Murray juice.
That's not it. It's MySpace/
Told you he's a dick.
Okay, stop talking, Murray.
What's the 66 have to do with?
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I like the number.
That's why? What's it mean?
It's cooler than being sick.
Yo, you know what? Never
Murray
mind
666
all
was already
yeah,
done.
Right.
F that.
That's not why.
I'm banging you out in the
That's
pool.
That's not why, Hannah.
Or else 45.
It's in a pool. Or else you're going to have to give Novak $45.
You can hump me in a pool, but not in front of a bunch of people.
So it's got
to
go.
It's in a pool at nighttime. And not to mention, there's five girls with titties hanging out in the hot tub.
Right.
They're going to. People are too busy watching that.
Right. Yeah, I want to get watching that.
I'll make sure there's plenty of people watching you guys.
I'm not acting like
I know
that.
You're not a slut. You're married to me, and I get to hump you whenever I want,
yeah,
and I want to do
front
it now.
Of friends.
Well, it happens to be in a pool, and I've owned a pool, and I want to hump in a pool.
And you have a bet.
And I owe $45 that I don't feel like giving.
So is it going to happen, miss, or no?
You shouldn't have bet with me as part of the bet without like talking to me.
So you being a prude is going to cost me moolah. Well, I'm not
prude.
Taking
I
to the.
I hooked you in the woods yesterday.
Yeah, well, I ain't taking no maw. I ain't taking no maw anytime soon.
Oh, shut up.
You got the 45 for me?
I ain't taking no maw anytime soon. No, you know what? I don't have it.
Yeah, you
know
do.
What? No, you know what? Because I'm going to do it after this radio show.
Oh, I bet you don't.
Well,
double or nothing.
it's coming out of your money.
That's 80 bucks. 90 bucks.
Bam, are you going to the dark side?
No, I'm just saying.
Doesn't he look like he's headed to the dark side? Look at him.
No, he really does.
Look at that face.
I'm not giving my money of $45 to Novak. You have to give it.
Everybody in Radio Land, Bam is officially headed to the dark side.
No, I don't agree. I really don't agree this time.
I don't agree either.
He saw the dark side.
He looks pretty good right now. His pupils look small.
Check him in 2 hours. You're gonna want to. It's like.
Hey, look how big his eyes are now, though. Look at his pupils.
Because there's 45 Budweisers.
Look at his pupils now. They're
I know,
much
I told
bigger.
Him his pupils look better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just pace yourself.
just go get your 45
You're
bucks.
Working
for
them
me.
Out.
You're gonna be too drunk to hump in the pool anyway.
Ooh, wanna make a bet?
Never. Well, it's gonna be happening in about 20 minutes.
Wanna make a bet? So what would it be, a double bet?
Well, what kind of bet do you wanna make?
I'm not betting.
Why not? Because you know that I'll do it.
That's a good point.
All I need to do
Shut
is smell
up,
your
I mean,
all I need to do is smell your ass and puss and I'm ready to go.
God, that is way too much information. That's
well, perfect. I just said
oh
it.
My God.
All I gotta do is smell your ass and puss.
Oh, and your sister just heard that too, Jetty Bell over in the corner.
Sorry, Jess.
That's all right, because she wants to hump Villa Vallo and it might happen because he has been single for 1 year.
Uh-oh.
All right, all right.
Whoa.
Oh, look at how red her face is.
And Villa, Villa thought that you were cute and you could easily go hump him because he's just sitting in Finland alone.
Yeah.
There you go.
So why don't you go there for 5 days and hump him? Why not?
Because I don't want to look like that. Look
you don't want to look like that?
Oh, fucking is fucking.
I don't want to just show up in Finland and be like, hey, set him up.
Why not?
That's all that you're there
you
for.
You should have text messaged back and forth.
What?
You need a text message.
You don't need a text message. You should just show up. Tell him, you find me there and I'll make it happen.
He doesn't even remember who I am.
Horse
shit. Oh, horse shit.
He definitely remembers him.
That's a good word, Murray. Horse shit.
Horse shit.
You should do it.
I just don't want to look like a slut.
That's what every girl says.
You're gonna regret it if you don't do it.
Do you know how many girls I humped in Texas and then Montreal that said, by the way, I've never done this before.
Every girl says that.
I'm just saying, this was before you.
Every girl says, I've never did that before.
Yeah,
you're a lying bitch.
I just don't want you to think I'm a slut. Well, we humped the first night I met you in 1 hour.
I usually don't do this, but I, you know, it was just
and you know what? I had a
us.
Blast. I liked it all. I don't think any less of them. I liked it all.
Girls need to get over that I don't want to look like a slut type thing. If they just said, I like to have a good time.
If they live 3,000 to 10,000 miles away, just fuck them and let it be.
I know. You can deny it. You'll never see each other again. And what's good is good.
They always have to think like, oh, what happened too soon, blah, 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 blah. They're in there one night. They're in Toronto one night. Fuck them or not.
Yeah,
don't. If a rock star is playing a show and you wind up in their hotel room, fuck them, or else don't waste their motherfucking time.
Right.
Straight up, exactly. I just said it. 100%. Straight up. If anyone's listening, don't waste their time if you go in a hotel room with a rock star.
That's what I'm saying.
With a what?
With a rock star.
With a what?
A
rock star.
A rock star.
Speaking of rock stars, let's play some Cradle of Filth.
Okay.
Yeah, do it. What do you
give
want
me
to
the
play?
CD.
Oh, Murray gave me the fucking cheap one.
Just like his pockets.
Where's the black iPod?
It's outside. Want me to get it?
Big time.
No, Murray. We'd like for it to sit out there for all night.
One, two.
Murray, grab me a Budweiser,
three.
Two.
Me
I need
too.
A, I need
four.
There's the Budweiser right here.
Budweiser.
I got mine.
You got one.
Novak has his, so we're all good. All
right, never mind.
Hell yeah.
All your 15-year-olds have your beers, too?
Yeah.
Can't say that.
Oh, kidding.
You know what? It's only 4 o'clock in California, so it's easy for 15-year-olds to listen on in.
Is it cool?
That's a good point.
Sorry about that, kids.
Yeah, that's not true.
Don't drink unless you're 21.
Yeah, try the soda. It's much
well, we just did a photo shoot, and we're almost done, so... You know what? We got 2 cases of beer and
fucking
one's gone.
8 girls coming.
Oh, Murray did it.
That was fast.
Thanks, Murray. Like,
awesome. Wow. 8 girls coming topless in the hot tub. Huh.
And me. Huh?
Murray put the lock on. All right.
Yeah.
Cradle of Filth.
Hopefully not.
Cradle of Filth.
Get us some good rock.
Shut
man.
Up.
Hey, when are we leaving for New York?
I'm not doing this for you. I'm Thursday. Doing this for me.
When are we going to New York?
Thursday.
All right, here we go. Just hit enter.
You want to take any calls when you get back?
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. Where are we at?
Byronic Man. Cradle of Filth, Radio Band Series 28.
G-Unit?
Oh, on, how the fuck do you say it? Is it Sirius? Yeah. On Sirius 28. Faction.
Man, dude, we've been drinking since 3. Everybody looks muffed up.
Woo. I feel pretty sober.
I feel good.
Hannah looks like a pile of shit. Novak is a pile of shit.
I feel pretty
Scott's
sober.
Scott's getting there.
I did a set of pull-ups, so that always
evens
it out.
Your ass.
Evens it out a bit.
What about me?
You? You're always normal.
You look
normal.
Fantastic. Do I look shitty?
You look fantastic.
You're always normal.
What do you look like, fam?
I look like you bought a fucking strap-on in Baltimore, and I want to know all about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know about this?
Oh, God. It was an accident.
It was not an accident.
It was a complete accident.
Did you ever use it on him?
It had subliminal meaning. No, he wanted to get it in his ass.
I was ripped.
Okay, tell me what happened. He shows up.
Okay, no. So I go to work.
Oh, it's a phone call.
I go to work, and I get a text message. Oh, babe, I got you the best present ever. You're going to love this. So I get off work, and I come home, and I'm like, wow, what did you buy me? No, actually, the text message says, this is the best thing I'm going to buy you till I buy you an engagement ring. Yeah, so I'm like, wow, like this is going to be something good. And I told everybody I've worked with about, I'm like, this, look
I'm
at
getting
this
a present,
message.
I'm getting a present, I'm getting a present.
They're like, well, he probably bought you something really good. So I get home, and I'm like, are you serious?
Probably bought you something.
So I go in the bedroom and I open it up. I open it up in front of him, but then I went in the bedroom with it and I put it on and I came out and I straddled him right on the sofa and I said, hey babe, look what you bought me. And I waved the big dick right in front of his face that was strapped onto me. I said, now bend over, bitch. Time to go.
And what did he say?
What? I didn't buy you a strap.
How did you not know what you bought?
I'll tell you how I didn't know what I bought. It was one of my pill frenzy days. I was out on the streets ripping and running, buying some pills.
Wow. This was recent, though.
About 3.5 to 4 weeks ago.
I thought you were... You're a liar.
Ask Mandy when it was.
You are
ask
a
Mandy.
Liar.
Ask Mandy.
You said 2 months you were fine.
Ask Mandy. No, I didn't.
Oh, man. All right. Continue.
Because I already lost the bet for the car. Ask Mandy.
Send him home.
Ask Mandy.
No, he's staying for good.
Ask Mandy.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
So listen, I'm ripping around the streets, and some dude comes up to me with this whole box full of shit. And when I eat pills, I don't want to fuck. I get limp dick, right? And I can care less about fucking. And
when, yeah, when I'm drinking or when I'm breathing.
I see all these. I see all. How do I get more pussy than you do? Hush your mouth.
And I lay it in your fucking face all day.
And I see this guy with all these boxes and it's big dildos, like this one that was just sitting in front of me. I don't know where it went. And I didn't realize it was a strap on. And I'm like, how much do you want for that, man? And he's like, I don't know, five. It was like this on the box, but didn't have the cords that connect around
your ass.
Oh,
so it was a strap-on is what you're saying.
But he really thought that was going to appease me.
Yeah.
Like, you not fucking me, a dildo is not going to make it better.
I just figured you'd leave me alone for a little while.
No, I'm not.
So, I long story short, I ended up buying a strap-on by accident, and the only way I'd shove this up my
ass
is for money.
He wants it in his ass. Don't listen to what he's
saying. There's a guy on the phone who wants to talk about a porn adventure he had.
Let's hear about it.
There's another drunk from Switzerland on.
Oh, let's talk to the drunk from Switzerland.
Yeah, they're fine.
All right, put the drunk from Switzerland on. Who's talking?
Switzerland.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get him.
Guys.
You.
Hello.
Yeah, what up, brother?
You hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me now?
You're on.
Hey, where's D. Camilo?
He's at home.
Boring. Tell some fun.
Get the guy with the porn calls.
What's going on? What do you want to know, bro?
Everybody always asks about Dika, but he's at home. He's what more to that answer can you give?
Or is it Kmart?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Is it all right? Is that
he
it?
Loves Kmart.
We got anybody?
All right,
line three.
Line three. What's up, line three?
What up, bro?
Yo, what up?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Party the other day. We bought 6 pocket asses. And the blow-up dolls, me and my cousin had a gangbang with the blow-up dolls. With the
ew!
What'd you have, a bunch of dudes at the house?
Fuck it, you and your guy friends
to go fuck all these what?
Plastic dolls. You're sicker than we are, you fuck.
Just a friend.
My cousin turned that doll into a cream pie, and I was laughing. And
ew.
Ew!
Are you in a frat, dude?
Was there any girls there? Are you in a frat? This
you're grossing Novak out here,
no,
dude.
No. There was one girl that I just came over.
One girl out of how many dudes?
I came in her, And then I made her leave because I wanted to fuck my pocket ass.
You made her leave. You made her leave to fuck a rubber pocket ass. You are a faggot with capital F, capital A, capital G.
You are a faggot with capital G.
Remember when we gave Novak a pocket pussy for Christmas?
Dude, man.
Yeah, you only humped it once, you homo.
Hey, you little dick, should've gave it to me.
We re-gifted it after he humped it too. Ooh. Didn't we give it to someone else? Oh, we took it to Oldie's Christmas party.
Oh yeah, we did.
Oops. Well, bro, your story pretty much gayed us out. All right. Wait. Here's the proper ending to that. Now go fuck him with that, you fucking sick perv.
Next caller.
Keep it up. Yeah, keep him going.
We can do.
Where's that Finnish guy with nothing to say again?
Who? Tom from Finland?
He's gonna have nothing to say again.
Tom of Finland.
Oh, Switzerland.
Is that what those books were? Tom of Finland.
Yeah. Novak, you're getting a tattoo.
I'm ready.
Listen. It's a biker, really, really hot, kind of like Jocaso, with all leather on, with a leather vest, and then he's wearing cop shades with a handlebar mustache, and he's on a bike, and it says, "I'm gay, you're gay, and your dad's a faggot."
You keep giving me all these cool ass ideas for tattoos, but we haven't did one yet, man.
Yeah, because you haven't been around.
Well, no. I'm here for the next week.
All right, well, let's do it tomorrow.
God.
Tomorrow's the day. Tattoo day tomorrow.
Call Doug.
After the show.
I'll call Doug right now.
Should we call him and get him on the phone?
After this song.
Okay.
Play a song and then call
Chad,
Doug.
Yo, let me see that iPod.
You better fucking behave this week.
Who?
Both of
Novak?
You. No, both of you.
I'm already behaved.
Yeah, right.
I'm good. Your husband's the one that gets crazy. I go to bed.
I'm a working woman. I can't deal with
this. Oh, come on,
shit.
Dude. Missy, please. You're the one who wouldn't hump in the pool, idiot.
Oh, what does that have to do with that?
Because I owe him $45.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, then you pay him.
I am paying him.
Okay, let me see the money. Idiot.
It's in your drawer.
Show me the money. What's that song have?
I don't know.
Let me see what I want to play.
Play something I like.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, play something from me.
Track 10.
What is it?
Within Temptation. It's a girl. She's hot. Everybody wants to fuck her.
Would you fuck her if you weren't married?
Well, I'd try to have a threesome, and then if that didn't work out, then I just wouldn't do anything.
He said if you weren't married.
He tried to shove that beer bottle in his mouth so quick.
Aw, you are such...
All right, let's hear it, dude.
Awkward.
Brady Rams, just 28 facts yet.
Ew. 28 facts for Bam.
Ooh. Shut up, Murray.
Wait.
action, baby.
Alright, good.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. We're trying to talk to New York City.
Hello?
New York. New York. We're trying to talk to Doug from the tattoo shop.
I gotta give him the number first.
Well, can you do it?
Yeah.
I thought you did that while we were doing the song.
No, dude, I got all this shit to do.
Chad.
What are you picking off of me?
Hannah's over here complaining about his headphone levels.
I know, I'm being such a dick and all
media. Hannah's a prima donna.
Are you a prima donna? Hannah, come on. Yeah. You're from Codesville, you can't be that.
I'm post Madonna.
Post.
How about the note I gave you? Alright, yeah, I'll tell you the number.
Alright, what's the
We got it, we got it.
Alright.
Alright, you who sent
we,
it.
Who are we calling?
We're calling Doug.
Doug, tattoo shop.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's been losing weight. He's losing that fucking pregnant
belly. Yeah, because he's a massive alcoholic.
Yeah.
Gives good tattoos, though.
Great tattoos.
Good. Better than your tattoos.
What?
Better than your fucking tattoos.
Kat gives me eye tattoos. She's fucking
better
brilliant.
Better than your tattoos.
He means how you give a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Murray, you're about to get Baltimore. Beat up over there. You keep talking that shit.
Make it happen now, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Wait till we go to the bar and I get some liquor on me.
Let's do it.
Doug.
Doug.
He said, hang on.
Where you at?
We're getting him in a second, dude.
Yo, he's on.
Here we go.
Douglas.
Hello?
Yo, Doug.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know.
Doug.
Douglas.
Boring. No.
Douglas.
Dougie.
What's up? He's not there.
Doug.
I am here.
Where you at?
I'm at work, man.
You're still... What are you doing right now?
Are you drinking?
He's already mad.
My little pony.
Are you giving a tattoo right now?
Right in the middle of it.
Oh shit, we fucked it all up.
Yeah, let's hear it.
What are you giving right now?
What
are you tattooing?
I can't hear you anymore.
What are you tattooing?
I'm tattooing my little pony as a sailor.
Who are you giving it to?
What do you guys need?
I need you to trace Novak getting cummed on, and you need to trace the cum on his arm.
Can we do that tomorrow, Doug?
Tomorrow, Doug.
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, come on. That's well, that's awesome. Perfect.
That works.
How much does it cost?
Logistics. That's going to cost you a lot of money.
All right. Well, it's just a little piece of cum, so how much would you say?
How much, Doug?
I'm going to get the jerk off on his arm anyway. Take a picture of it, and then I'll recreate the picture on his arm.
Because it ain't the same,
it's
Doug.
It's not authentic like that.
Come on, you got gloves on.
You have gloves on.
Doug, come on. Don't puss out on us now. You were a goddamn Nazi or something before.
Somebody else will do it.
I like this guy.
All right, well, how much...
Okay, if you're off tomorrow, can we do it the next day when you're working, when it's a little cheaper?
Now, because I don't have appointments, but call me tomorrow. I'll think about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm here for 3 days. He's here for three days.
We need to get this done, Doug.
Come on. Give me a call tomorrow. Let me get back
to
work.
It's just a little bit of cum, dude.
Only girls think cum smells.
Doug, High Rollers, Westchester, PA.
I gotta go.
All right, see you, Doug.
Thank
you,
Doug. We just fucked the whole tattoo session up.
Man, he was having a tat session. We just fucked that up.
What do you want?
Thanks a lot, Taylor.
I think he's going to do it, though.
He's definitely going to do it. Bam. You know what I don't think he'll mind? Is that if you come on my arm and then you actually take the tattoo gun and then you just tattoo the come in.
Be my guest.
What's the big deal there?
There is none, because I'll do it in 2 seconds. My cum.
Why don't we just go buy a tattoo gun and do it here?
We're talking a lot of cumin on the arm?
Wait, you want him to bring it here?
No, why don't you go buy a tattoo gun and then we just do all the work here? No,
dude, what do you want me to buy everything?
That's a horrible idea.
And plus, the only tattoos that are given are going to be to you, and I'll fill your arm up in 3 days.
Yeah, it'll be hilarious.
And then it's a waste of a tattoo model.
Yeah, but then I have a tattoo gun that I don't want anymore.
Yeah, but what do you have? Someone family?
Yeah, but then you
what's funny about that? But anyway,
it's kind of big time funny.
What if someone? I missed the whole. But what if someone famous is in town, like Kat or somebody, and she didn't bring her gun?
Oh yeah.
And then you got one.
Oh, and she's gonna. Yeah, but she wants her own. Some other guy.
She's not gonna use your dick cum.
Yeah, fag.
She's not gonna use the cum.
Oh, God. Gay.
No. Oh, hey, Chad, can you go online?
Yes.
Okay, go to bam@sonarla.com.
What's that? Don't tell your email.
That's my email.
What?
What? Don't get mad, Al.
I did that
Who
once
cares?
Before.
I won't answer you if you don't if I don't like it.
That's a horrible mistake, Bam. I did that myself.
Yeah but I won't answer you, ladies and gentlemen.
He barely answers the people.
Alright, and then tell him the
to.
Password.
You can't do that.
No, no. I this MP it. Andy McCoy, come on.
What do you want
to
do?
All right, I'll play a song in the meantime. Give it to me.
Yeah, do that.
Play
yeah.
Andy McCoy.
All right, here. No.
Street poetry.
You got the CD?
I don't have it in my iPod. Let me get the iPod.
You guys are freaking nuts.
Because we've been shooting photos all day, you little idiot.
Where are you laughing at, douchebag?
All right, let's
yeah,
see.
You little dick head.
I know, you better watch out. You're the assistant of the boss. So you keep laughing at him, you will be fired.
I laugh at him all the time, but y'all didn't do.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad.
Where are you going?
I wouldn't take it if I were you, Chad.
Why?
You're going to get naked, miss?
No, I'm going to change my shirt.
You want me to come help you? Bam didn't even hear it. Look, he
I
likes,
heard it. You
he
likes
an ass shot of Missy.
So did I.
No,
what? You got one?
Shirt,
Bam, we're running
out of
time.
I know what
time,
color
dude.
Panties all she right. has.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
We'll do it next week.
No, play one song.
Here, play that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm hitting pause.
Andy McCoy's MP3 next week.
No. I heard it was only 1 minute.
Oh.
What are we playing?
A
song?
It.
Rumor has it.
This is Spanish Bombs.
What about Rumor Willis? What do you think of her?
I don't know that bitch is.
What's up, babe?
Yay! Yeah.
Hello.
Yay! Yay!
Everybody's psyched because the girl just walked in.
All right, the girl just walked in. This is Spanish Bombs by The Clash. Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. Here we go.
G-Unit!
G-Unit!
Why? Shit. All right, here we go.
Because I like 50.
In the days of 39, oh please leave the ventana open. Frederico lockers dead and gone, bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car, the body of the beer, Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica. I'm dying here on a DC-10 tonight. Spanish bombs, you have to get a bit bonito. Spanish 28. Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. That was Spanish Bombs by The Clash. And you should probably check out the Moxie because they're from Westchester. And what?
Your mic.
Yeah. Or you could suck my dick. Go to 899 South Concord Road, Westchester, PA 19382. And Mark Hanna's address is 901 yeah. South Concord Road, 899 South Concord Road. Yeah. All right, we all got it. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here too.
Right, signing off.
Yeah.
If you don't like us, we like you.
All right, Bam just left. Thanks for listening to Radio Bam.
Moxie.com.
MySpace.com/TheMoxieSound.com, I think is what it is. All right, rock and roll. Thanks, Radio Bam.
Bye. Bye.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.